Side by side with that, oh, owns of the shire. That he is not talking. He's only reckoned as the electorate, but he really didn't, and he's opposed to the big team. So that's the key. So there's a vote. All right. Well, me, because if you think I see all these people, they're out of the hall. Oh, come back to the office, and you can watch, I see the hall. If you don't have a box, so she's from the hall. If you don't have a hall, you'll have to look at the hall. Well, who's the one to allow it? You're right, the shot is in the hall. So what do you want to do? Well, you're going to receive that box.
That when the Torah says it's Sikor, it means it's Sikor Gimel.
But if it's tikkun nachas, so she's cheshes. She's cheshes on the body, you know. Then, but he's matzik on the mechaber in regard to the last expression. He says, so he says, in regard to the case of the Tziko Gibula Inei, so then it doesn't make any difference whether it's Chotro Lirei B'yim HaBeset Orishay, or it's Chotro Lirei Semidei, or it's Chotro Lirei Semidei. And then he says, and then he has another catch. The Mechaber discusses that logger. Better that logger, not better that Hedesh. So the Mele, the Shite of the Tazi, that whether it's a better that Hedesh, or it's a better that logger. So, as soon as there is a Rehe, so the Mele, the old Vesed is revived. Bailey got the best of Hedesh, and Bailey got the Vesed HaFlogi, but he got the Vesed HaFlogi, he'll have to start counting from the time when of the Rie, whenever the Rie takes place. But, he says, Monekshach, if the Shittel to the Chabari, that in order to revive the old Vesed, so then, there has to be a Rie in accordance with the original pattern. So why only one Rie? So there should be two Rie. Now, what does the Shach say? Now, the Shach disagrees with the Yosef, and he accepts the Shite of the Vashal, that when the two says it's Siko, so in the Chesheshes, so it's not only if Siko Gimel, even if Siko in Acha, so it's in the Chesheshes. Why is it a chesheshes with Siko in Achas? So if it's Siko Gimel in the chesheshes, because it's like a down. But if Siko in Achas is not like a down, why is it a chesheshes? Because then it's not a flogi of Chok. And the 40th day is a flogi of Chok, of Menge, not of Chok. But when the Torah says Vimroah, so then it is revived, it's Chotro Mirei. So that the Shach says, the Pshat is, as the Mechaba says, is only Chod Volire is being Mabetet Orishi. So what does that mean, being Mabetet Orishi? So if the original Vesed was the Gatzach Hidesh, let's say I'm the first of the month, so when is the old pattern revived? Oh, if there is a Rie after the Shom Shenei, after the Hefzeh, there is a Rie on the first of the month. And in regard to the case where the original Vesed was the Vesed HaKode, so then when the Tur and the Mechaber say, V'hakach Chod Olim Es V'yim HaVesed HaRishay, so what does it mean to be it? In the Hanami, as the Taz himself said it, V'sud Itam Dibay Rebaf Logas Yomi, Yev Shalim Moti Aflogi, Raka Chavei Vriye. So the Tazon Shite is that it's not necessary that the Rie should take place on the Yim HaBeset. If the Rie takes place after the Hefzeh of Yim Leinik, so the old Beset is revived. But if we say that only that the old Beset is revived, only if it takes place on the Yim HaBeset, so since we are dealing with the Beset HaFloge, so we require two Rie, not only one Rie. So the Shach says in a Chaname, when the Mechaber says, the Tzur and the Mechaber, they mean, V'hakach Chotro Lirei V'yim HaBeset HaRishay. So in this case, it means two Rie. In other words, that there was one Rie, and then 20 days later, there was another Rie. Another Rie. This is how the Shach in the Kudas HaKeter explains. Now, you can see, at the end of the Kudas HaKeter, the long Kudas HaKeter, they are on the margin. The 18th line from the end of the column. ومعش كنت متمعش بعتو لين كين كين معش خنو لدوك دي هاخ كين شين سيكا لدوك واس شو شيني لين ميو نيكا وجامري بس شو خو بعتو فيرا هكاخن صو خلاخ شين خو كين شين سيكا دي ميني لدوك Lo i camon sei fine di te. Di hotto mi ne capesto. È un meglio vivo, ma non che lo dice tutto. Because the Taz mentioned the analogy of the Ramban Shite in regard to hotto mi ne vivo, ma non. So the Ramban Shite here, the Mechava doesn't pass like that. At the end of the Sinai of the day. But the duo mentions in the name of the Ramban that if it's hotto mi ne vivo, ma non che è il chisere da gentile sa maha. ומשתיר את המחס חיזר את סלבסטו, אבל הוא יראה את מפעמד. So the Mechava Pasin said, Ogni Mivo Bando Kechitri, Locho Shilvestro Rishen, and it's not even required that there should be another area. But the two says the name of the Rambam, the Shach, Meir, I see by name, mentioned it. Vatu Kotov Matkona Shim Rambam, Shim Chizer את הכתיר את המחס, ומשתיר את המחס חיזר את סלבסטו, אבל הוא יראה את מפעמד. So the Taz, you see, Flamed mentioned the Sheet of the Ramban. The Sheet of the Ramban. And it's all in the same tour. I mean, the Pshat, everything is in the same tour. So just as the tour says, in regard to Ofu, in regard to the case of Ofu and the people of Anok, that there has to be a Riyah. But the Riyah does not have to be necessarily on the Yom HaBeshet. Anything that takes place. So, So she's restored to her original status, and she's Lichomorech. So here too, easy picking, Zipziko Gimlein. And then she has the Riyah. Even if the Riyah is not a Milima Vese, it doesn't make any difference. So the original Vese should be revised, just as in the case of Oku in the Yivu Vanoke. So if there is a Riyah, even if the Riyah is not a Milima Vese, so the original status is revised. That's the kashe. This is the raya that the Taz mentioned. He mentioned the analogy. So they are the two who said in the name of the Rabban that even if the Riyah takes place, Laha Shofu and Yibo Vanoke, and every day, not after Ambiyim HaBeset, so her status is which is Chicholo. So here too, so the Shach says, no, there is a difference. He says, the magic of the magic of that tool, the king came out of Shadow, Lloyd Dog. So he says, Lloyd Dog, the whole head keeps she needs people. The Lord to show us the name, you may live at Cali Gamble, Vestige of Hope, but you give a haka in so hot as you in Hope. Keep she sick of the lady. We don't really come on six in a day. The whole song we make our best though. Ella, the believer, but not the only successful of it when it's not his only believer, but not it. Hil kach kishov v'yehivu v'anokhe v'yad shechot lo v'voa to tzrich holochish l'afloge shoni solidilo ma sheiki noche v'yikei ma shekosa di ma shekosa ma shekonovu v'yikasese v'yitei chasiv v'shaloi v'yidu lo yidu di hu v'yidu v'zach v'nimo so the counter he says that what the Nazi is lo yidu. And what the Mechava says is the Zidduch Nimrod. The Chizdi first commandeered is Gimel Eini. The Chotza Abesah is best of Ishmael Kedin. Achitara the Lirus is Lirus. The Gimel Abesah of Ishe. Haile Shetira Ziyacha. Vahakein Riyo. Vahakein Riyo Bein. He says Gimel, but he didn't say. Vahakein Riyo Bein. Liem Chot. So when he says, Vahakein Riyo Bein. The Gimel Abesah of Ishe. He really means two Riyas. In other words, there has to be a V.A. and then 20 days later, if there is not a V.A., so then it revives the old Veset of Echad HaChavyei. We hold our Veset of Ishan and Kedin. We hold the law. We need three holoches to Veset HaChidesh. We need to show delay. Veset Kavua. We hold the law. So what's the distinction that the Nikudet HaKeset makes between the case of Ogun and Yibo Barlok? So then it's not necessary that the Riyah should take in order to revive the, her old status as the Chesed. The same way she was Chesed before the Yibo Vanok. So it's not necessary that the Riyah should take place on the Yibo Vanok. And any day, if there is a Riyah after the Yibo Vanok, and any day, So her whole status is revived and she's recession. But the rest of it, but we can hear, so when it is revived, only if the rear takes place and the lima better. So in the case of the Beth Nachidesh, so the Mechava says this is the Zayin, Chodra Beth Nachidesh. According to the Taz, it's not only Chodra Beth Nachidesh, Chodra Beth Nachidesh. Chodra Beth Nachidesh, whether it's the Shredesh or not. In the book where it deals with the Beth Nachidesh, so it says, Chodra Mira is the Lima Beth Nachidesh, so the Beth Nachidesh explains it. If there is a Rie, then 20 days later, there is another Rie. So that was the reason here in accordance with the original pattern and the 20th of the preceding year, of the last year. So then the old method is revived. So what's the difference between the case of all the people are knocking and the people being eliminated? So he says a very good spot, the Shah. He says, of all the people eliminated, so then there is if people ain't pass by without the rear down, so the melee death itself was incredible. The best that will be of that of the country. Hazoki, because that's a Hazoki. So the melee death itself is a care. The best. So, but is aloche that even though the Beset was Mecca, the Beset Kogua of the whole Kofie was Mecca, and one Rie in accordance with the original pattern can revive it. Just as in the case where there was litigation that people were days, one Rie on the 30th, one Rie on the 32nd, one Rie on the 34th, and then there was a Rie on the hall, so it revived your Beset. So here too. When there is a hashtag of Kumaina, so that is a key of the Beset. But the Rie in accordance with the original pattern can revive. But it has to be revived. A Beset that was already in Mecca has to be revived. So maybe in order to revive it, it's necessary that the Rie should take place being a Beset origin in accordance with the original pattern. Machain came in the case of Kumaret and Niko. So there is no aloche that Muberet the Miniko is incredible. Muberet the Miniko is misleading down. So Mele, physiologically, she does not menstruate. So Mele, her Beset is held in abeyance. It's not that in the course of the Yemenibo and the Hanoke, so the Beset was Mecca. The Beset was never Mecca. There was just a suspension of the Beset. It was never Mecca. So Mele, the moment, and there is a very good raya to what Shach said. You see that the Mechava doesn't pass through like the two of the Shiva Rambam. And the Mechava passed through, all the Yom Yomibu were okay. Chayt Meshmochi Shul Vester Norishe. It's not even necessary that there should be one in single year. So if the woman, before she became a Mubarak, before she became a Menachem, so she had a Vester on the first of the month, and then she became more better, she became naked. So after the termination of the Yehuibo and the Anoke, so without the single Rie, she has to be Cheshish on the first of the month. Why? But after all, why should she be Cheshish? The Beset was Mecca. So certainly according to the Chabad, the Beset was never Mecca. Because the Yehuibo and Anoke is not a Beset. It's only temporarily the Beset is held in abeyance. There is a suspension. The Beset is suspended temporarily. So the middle of the Mechava passed that the moment the Yemenibo Banoke expired, so without the Siyu Rie, so she has to be Cheshish for the original Beset. For you. The two Mishima Rambam holds not. Without the Rie, so mainly if there is no Rie, so there is still an indication that the abeyance is still in her. Even though she's not Mubarak anymore, she's not Mubarak anymore, but in fact, until she has a single Rie, so there is an indication that somehow that the menstruation is still in the baby. It's still in the baby. But the moment there is a VA, even though the VA is not a VA, so certainly there is the old proof that the abeyance is over. If the abeyance is over, some may let you push as the best solution. Much anything in the case of the Tzitzit ladies, so the head set of the ladies that the Hazoke, so the rules of another tree, so it's not just an abeyance, it's a suspension of the best. There is a kira tabeta. But if you know the best is set up, so it still can be revived. In order to revive and already revoke Vetet, so she has to have a VA in accordance with the original Vetet. This is what she said. Very tough. Alright. Now, it's not necessary to go over the Holy Kudet HaKeter, because the Holy Kudet HaKeter just deals with Shemesh. So why should you spend time on it? But the gist of the Likudet HaKeter is that whereas the Taz accepts the Besiyotet Pshat in the Tur, therefore the Tur says it's the Sikoin of the Shemesh, so it means here it is, but the Sikoin Acha, so it's still Cheshesh, so the Shachshit is, no, that when the Tur says if Sikoin, he means not only Sikoin Lachas in the Cheshesh, even Sikoin Acha. But by Ilaha, so by Psycho, you may need to break it down, sure, the cost of the living. But by Psycho and Ahas, why not again? For this reason, because this is the with the best that water, and because Psycho and Ahas, so maybe the 40th does not represent the Dana Tapwok. Dana Tapwok. Alright. Now we have to Now, Sidna Veis is a very difficult subject to it. Mecha Vete. The difficulty in connection with the Bach, not in connection with the Shach. Vitei. So what happened here? She had the Veset Kogua of Vete Hoke. Then there was a deviation to the 30th. And then the next deviation was the 32nd. And then the next deviation was the 34th. So we make a vetted of Hishem, but it can be revived. V'intema, kibin shere v'kwat, pa'mai, v'dilu b'zyomi, havelu lochu shnei lo damko, because first she deviated from the 20th day to the 30th, and then from the 30th to the 32nd, and then so from 30th to the 32nd, so v'dilu of today, and then from the 32nd to 34th, again if you look up today, Havli Lochosh Luyimbov, because that was, so, because of Diluk, Yesh Leimah, Shemeacha Shalei Roasso, Bidiluk Elevei Tziomim, in Tzorik Lochosh Fah, Shekron Izboye, because on what basis should she be Risheshet on the 36th day? On the basis of the Vesset Adiluk. So she was not kiveya yivetet adilu kiveya. She from Yisboya she vetet adilu called man in so long as she vetet adilu called man shall we look what adilu for me in the cheshet rikon. That's your. In other words, because there is no halokhe or vetet she mikoku how it got in vetet adilu. That's your. From a via trish. Behind the lishmoy. Aber my gang vino on the hill. Now he's quoting the lotion of the Bach. Not yet. That is the lotion of the Shachin. Now he's quoting the lotion of the Bach. θα πάρει τι κάνω με Θεό. Ούτε Θεό σε κόσα κάνω και εγώ αζωφαμάει με Θεό. So what does it mean? So Mela, according to Shmuel, so she cannot be Kibbeya Ibeta Tibet. But the implication being that according to Rav, she can be Kibbeya. This is what the Shach said. In other words, what the Shach said is really explanatory of the Mesiyot. So the Bach is mine. The Bach holds that in this case, so not only according to Shmuel, she is not Kibbeya Ibeta Tibet. But even according to Rav, she is not Kibbeya Ibeta Tibet. The last, Shein Kam Ki, Gimul Ries, Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, Vein Kana Lezulu Gechot, Moshe Basad Tzeliu, the Gimul Rambam, the Dekta Roshan of the Bach, the Beset Aflog, the Gimul Koi Mitzvah, the Hei Ries, the Abo Dav, the Kan Name, Hoyo Lo Beset, so in other words, because as all the Potsky point out, that according to Shmuel, that So he says, according to Shmuel, so when would she be given to Kibeya a Beset Bidilu? Only if she'll have a Rie in addition to the Lamed, and Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph, she'll have a Rie and Lamed Vov, in the next cycle Lamed Vov, and in the following cycle Lamed Ches, and according to Rav, so the Chol HaPochet, it's necessary that you should have a Rie in the next cycle, and Lamed Vov, then she'll be able to be Kibeya a Beset Bidilu. But so far, when she only had the Rie, and the Chof, that was the initial Rie, that was Chof, that conformed to the old pattern. And then there was the Rie and the Lama, and then there was the Rie and the Rie, and then there was the Rie and the Dalet. So even according to Rav, she cannot be Kibeya a Beset Bidilu, even according to Rav. That's what he said. Ad kam lishem. And the Shach says, "Uprof muy shari kishero asor." Now, and we have to keep in mind that the Shach agrees with the Bach in the Tam that according to Shmuel, that there has to be that the Rie of Hashem or even Nami and the Beset Adilu, so the Beset Aflog and Adilu would require five Rie. So the Bach says. So the Mele, when will she be Kibeya according to Shmuel, the Beset Bidilu? Only when she'll have a Rie, in addition to Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph also. And if Lamed Vov and Lamed Ches, and according to Rav, if she'll have a Rie on Lamed Vov. But if she has a Rie only on Lamed Aleph, so even according to Rav, she is not Kibeya in Beset Bidilu. Whereas the Beis Yosef Shite, and the Prishite and the friends, the Prishite also here. So, the Yosef and the Prishite, they say that according to Rav, if she has a Rie, and Chof, and then a Lamed, and then a Lamed Beis, a Lamed Aleph, she already establishes invested at Flogit Dilu. And according to Shmuel, only she'll have a Rie and Lamed Gop. That's the Machlok. Now, so he said, with both of them, Shari Yishavoa, so Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vov, which can hear the yes. Chof, Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Vov. We cover better that for Rambam, the Potak Yishmuel. Who we don't think it's Mahmir and Gerab. Cover better we go also with Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Aleph. Who have the Rashki, the Abba Gav, the Nriya, Schof, the Naminyen, Kibu, the Mishobel, the Rugo, we come back in Kibu, she is Rigo, Mechof, the Lamed, you can call Shechotro, the Roa, the Hakak, the Lamed Beis, Silber schnee jomi. Nimm keiner Silber koecho zu glammen bein, wie se bo. Und dann ist er, du bekomm doch in Unhaf, er hätte ihm die Brand, die Schäfe, die Jose, die Barre, die Rio, die Rio, die Rio, die Rio, die Rio, die Rio, aber gab sie Silber mit Besto, schon ich so, ich nur und wieder in den Kopf, die Silber gehoa zu glammen, die komm doch in Kiel, seine Silber, die jomi, die Schobe, die Baby, so war mit allen, ihm schien Silber, und ich kann es dir und ihm rab, frische, die Rio, die Kopf. All right, but the Kashi is again the Prisha himself, that's another question. I mean, the preacher himself, the preacher Shita is that even though the first building is not on par, is not equal to the other building, so it still she establishes invested for what we do. And here he also agrees that it cannot be considered that it cannot be established, it cannot establish a Beset Kavua just by the Lamed and Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph. So that's the Kashi definition. But that's another question. But this, we have to understand the Bible. It's easy, with the Mishkal Akhar, it's easy, the Mishkal. It's very sound, because in case where there was, now the Bach says, according to Shmuel, shall only establish a method for Buah B'Dilu, the best of Buah B'Dilu, is the idea here. And Lamed, and Lamed Beis, and Lamed Dalet, and Lamed Vol, and Lamed Chet. And according to Rav, only if there will be a Rie and Lamed Vol. But if there is a Lamed Dalet, even according to Rav, she doesn't establish a method for Buah B'Dilu. So the Shachet, the Kasha, no. True, invested at Logi requires, even invested at Shovel at Logi, requires 4 years. 4 years. But, and according to Rav, so invested at Logi, Bidilu is also constituted by 4 years. So the melee, if she had the rear, and the one. She had a Riyah and Yaman, and she had a Riyah and Lamed Beis, and she had a Riyah, and she had a Riyah and Lamed Aleph. And so there are 4 years. 4 years. And that logic is the same, because we had and then the initial year. So the word Amchok, so he says, so the Mele, so he says, Jehoshua Lamed, Vilamed Beis, Vilamed Dalet, Vilamed Bo, Nishkan Heirie, Chok, Lamed, Lamed Beis, Lamed Dalet, Lamed Bo, because of Beset, like I'm bound for the Shmuel, but I'm not going to have to go to the Lamed, the Lamed Beis, the Lamed Aleph. So what's the machlekes between the Bach and the Shach? It seems Nistaba like the Shach. According to Rav, the Troas of the Spok, and the Zayin here, and the Yudayin here, is called Beset Bidilu, so the Mele, in Beset Afloge, Beset Afloge, if you look according to Rav, requires the same number of years as the Beset Afloge, if you look according to Rav. So the Mele, there is a Riyah and Lamed, and there is a Riyah and Lamed Beis, and there is a Riyah and Lamed Aleph. So the Mele, so she should establish a Beset from Buah B'Dilu. Why does the Bach say that only there is another Riyah, a Lamed Vov, when she establish a Beset B'Dilu Kekotra? Now, I mentioned the Machlokes Rishonim as to whether a Beset Afloge, Bishop, is established by 3 years or by 4 years. Suppose Chen says that the best that pocket requires pocket. Why? Because the first thing is, if you have 3 years, so then you only have 2 years that pocket, not 3 years that pocket. Only if you have 4 years, then you have 4 years for the first thing in the base, and then 3 years that pocket. 3 years after a certain year. But the sheet of the Rekabans and the sheet of the Rabban and the tradition is that even a Vesta Flog is established with real. So I mentioned the Shire, whether the Aloha of Vesta is based upon the Gilles, or it's not based upon the Gilles. It's not based upon the Gilles. That it's based upon the fact that the three Rias establish a certain tendency of the world. Not because and Tetzves in Yivome says that the Bachleken between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel is whether 2 is a Hazoke or 3 is a Hazoke does not apply to Sheir HaMoed. So even Rav Shimon even Rebbe will agree that the Sheir HaMoed can only become a Moed with 3. What the Pshat? So the Pshat is because the Sheir HaMoed is based upon heaven. So the Mele, Rebbe holds that regarding Katlani, so regarding Isha Shemol and Snow, so the Mele, if 2 children died Machmas Mele, so that shows that there is a tendency in that family to be affected adversely by the Mele, because of people failure, so it's not condition, but that's the reason. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says only 3 times the family has offered. Rebbe says 2 times for Katlani. So if 2 husbands died because of the Rebbe, so it's a riot that somehow she has a tendency to bring about the death of the husband. But there it's not based upon heavy formation. We don't say that if several children in the family died, Machmasile, so then the 4th child, the 5th child, also died Machmasile because they established a habit that wouldn't make sense. So there it's not based upon the guilt. So when do we have the machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, where it's a question of Hadokah, whether it establishes a certain tendency. But where it's based upon the use of an habit formation, then even Rebbe might agree with Rav Shimon Gamliel that less than 3 times, no, there is no habit formation. Now, so I say that apparently by best, there is a machlokes between the Hashbon, Kedushim, and Gomez. So he says that what Tetzves says in regard to Yiras is, and it comes again. The Rashba in Chidushim HaNivomeh says that the reason is why we pass that the Vesef is established with 3 years because Vesef is the Rabbonot. So mainly we are making that with 2 years a Vesef is not established. Mashiach, can you say that best is the right way? So then the Rashba says, if you with 2 years in there, as all the homeless of the best of one. So in other words, so we see that according to the Rashba in Bombay, so best is to do with the Machlokes between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. But the Ramoyer says, that even Rebbe is making Gabi Vestes, that without 3 years, no Vestes for Gwani itself. Why? For the same moment, as Tetzves says, in connection with the Gilles. Because according to the Rashba, so I said as well, that according to the Ramoye, so Vestes is based upon heaven. So the Mele Rebbe only holds that 2 times establish a Hazot. But the heaven is not formed with 2 times. Habits can only be established with 3 times. Even according to the rest. And then I said that the Rashba Yivomez, might hold that Vestes is not based upon the rules. But even woman, 3 times. Even woman, 3 times, and they'll be able to see on the first of the mountain. So the Mele shows that establishes a certain tendency to see in accordance with a certain pattern. Not because, so we don't inspector and the next man to sit down on the first of the month because she formed the habit. No, for the same reason that in the first month she joined the first month, because somehow she has a tendency to be on the first of the month. So the next month we also expect her to be on the first of the month. But it's not based on my habit. It's not based on my habit. Now, so one thing is certain, that according to those who say that the few years of the message of what has to do with the Machlekes in the Rebbe and the Shul of the Yom, that was to see in according to the certain pattern. So the Leila, the Beit HaBayis holds, and the Beit Ramban holds, even if there were only 3 years, and the first of these, the 20th of these, the 9th of the year, so they won, there were only 2 years of Achlor. The Beit of Kof and the Beit of Tez of here, but they told that there are 3 years that fit in this certain pattern. So in Eile, they are capable of showing the certain tendency, of sitting in accordance with the certain pattern. So true, there is no habit formation of sitting there every couple of years. But we see tendency of sitting down in accordance with the pattern of every 20 years. Anyway, so that goes without saying, that according to the Kabbalah, which are unbound, so acceptance is not based upon you. Is not based upon this. Now, the other thing, so we can say that they are based upon the youth. And that's the reason as to why they say that, I mean, they say, they are convinced that a vested upload requires four years. Why? Because in order to form a habit of being done, after a long of course, there must be 3 years at once. 3 years after an interval of 20 days. So only if your head is saw down, the little year was on the first of the year, the second year was on the 20th of the year, the third year was on the 9th of the year, and the fourth year was on the 28th of the year. So then she establishes a habit. She formed that. That could be the one bit of the Rishayim who say that there is a problem requires 4 years. But the Rishayim who say that the best problem requires 4 years might also agree with the premise of the Rishayim Rambam in the Kabbalah, that Texas is not based upon the day, but it is not based upon a certain hadokah to see in a certain pattern. But they hold that if there are only 3 years, so in view of the fact that they are here on our feet, so it's not media, any other problem, so the tendency is going to establish the pattern of hope of this. So the Rabbis and the Rambam say, he does establish the pattern of the hope of this. And the other thing, Achilles, you see, the Rabbis and the Rambam certainly must hold that Vestas is not based upon the day. But the other thing do not necessarily have to hold that blessed is based upon the Spirit. It might also agree that blessed is not based upon it. Now, so it seems to me that on that point, the Machlokes is to be the back of the Shach. It is the back of the Shach. Now, of course, the Shach also, he passes like most of the things, that the best one, Robert, while it's Robert, he cannot be established in the Spirit. Here, there is the Machlokes, between the back and the south, in the case where a woman had a message of wealth in the 20s. And then she changed to the 32nd, and then she changed to the 34th, according to Rav, so the Shach says, she established the message of wealth in you. Because according to Rav, so a message of wealth in you does not require any more years saying is best that I show it. So some melee, that means some melee the shark says, so the shark says that if she had a rear, she had a rear and hook and lamet and lamet beans and lamet dollars and hook and lamet beans and lamet dollars, so she establishes the vessel. And she establishes the vessel and the people out. So there is no extra rear required for the vessel. Abuse that is required for the best of it. So in the middle, the shark says she establishes with the rears of hook and lamet. And so the initial rear is hook, the second rear is lamet, the third rear is lamet base, and the fourth rear is lamet dalet. She establishes the vessel of who are with it. Now, the shark agrees with the shita of all the first except the rish. So that all the drugim have to be the same. But according to Rav, so the melee, how many drugim do we require? Two drugim. So we have 4 years, and then we have 2 equal drugim. Because the difference between the 32nd and the 34th, and between the 32nd and 34th is the same as the difference between the 30th and the 32nd, and we have 4 years. So the shark is disturbed. Why does the Bach say no? That she doesn't establish a vessel with the years of Hoh and Lamed and Lamed Beis and Lamed Aleph. Apparently the Bach from the sea that Vestas is based upon the guilt. And there has to be a reduce. There has to be a reduce three times. So in order to establish a habit, there must be 3 times. So melee the Bach argues. Now, Vestas aflogi by definition means what? Vestas aflogi by definition means a rear after a certain interval. Now, what is the interval? What kind of aflogi is it? It's a aflogi of a minimum of 30 days and with a dilug of 2 days between one day and another. But the aflogi is a aflogi of 30 days. Aflogi of 30 days. So Mimele, the first three was conformed to the old pattern. She had an old method of seeing every 20 days. So the initial year, in order to establish a vessel kavua aflogi, whether it's shomer or dilu, so it requires 4 years. Where do we have the 4 years? So the initial year is the riyan hok. The initial year is the riyan hok. So that initial year, the riyan hok, is that conforms to the old pattern. Why did she see an hok on the 20th? Because she still was loyal to her old vessel of seeing them on the 20th day. So the initial year, Hoh is the first, Lamed is the second, Lamed Bey is the third, Lamed Aleph the fourth. So the initial year is the Riyan Yim Hoh. Now, that Riyan Hoh took place in conformity to the old pattern, to the old vessel. So you cannot say that this Riyan Hoh was within the framework of the habit formation pattern. Because the Riyah on the 20th day of the preceding Riyah was in conformity to the pattern of the old method. So it cannot be considered as an integral part of the habit formation process. So when is the first step in the habit formation process? The Riyah of Lamed Beis. The Riyah of Lamed. That is the first. Because the Riyan Lamed did not conform to the old pattern. So the loftiness of the Bach is that Vestas is based upon the Yilus. What does the Yilus mean? The Yilus means that three times, three acts or three episodes. So in a certain habit formation pattern constitute a result. Now, so Can you consider the Ria and Chok, which was in conformity to the Old Testament, as an element, as an ingredient in the habit formation process of Cross Map? That took place, the Ria and Chok took place in conformity to the Old Testament. So Mimele, now the Shach says, the Sach says, Shem. So he says, Riyas Chof, Lamed, Chof, Lamed, 2, Lamed, 3, Lamed, Dalet, 4. So according to Rashi, already established the Vedas. So in other words, so what is the initial, according to the Shach, what is the initial Riyas? The Riyas Chof. Because if you are going to consider the initial Riyah as the Riyah Lamed, so you only have three. You cannot establish even a Veset HaShodet, according to everyone. Ba'achlogit, a Veset HaShodet, B'Shodet, you cannot establish it three Riyah. So the Shach takes it for granted that the initial Riyah in the establishment of the Veset HaShodet, so is the Riyah of Chof. So the Bach says no. The Riyah of Chof cannot be considered as the initial Riyah, because the Riyah of Chof took place in conformity to the old Veset. How can it be considered as an ingredient in the habit formation process of the new Veset? So what can be considered as the initial Riyah according to the Bach? As the initial Riyah in the habit formation process, the Riyah and Lamed. The Riyah Lamed. The Riyah Lamed is not explained in conformity to the old pattern. On the contrary, it marks the deviation and liberation from the old pattern. So that marks the beginning of a new habit formation process. The Riyah Lamed. So Riyah Lamed is the initial Riyah. Riyah Lamed Bein is the second Riyah. Lamed Aleph Riyah. How can you establish a better dialogue? Never mind the deal. Even without the deal. So you couldn't establish a better dialogue with Riyah. The Bach, so the Bach makes sense. Why does the Shach say to Muach? Because apparently the Shach, even though the Shach himself holds, agrees with the Bach that the Shita of Moses, not like the Berakah Bais and the Bishul Rambam, that the better dialogue, in order to be established, requires 4 years. But here we have 4 years. But the Riyah, where the 4 years, what is the first one of the 4 years? That the Riyah of Chof. For the Riyah of Chof cannot be considered as an ingredient in the habit formation process, because the Riyah of Chof conforms to the old Veset. So apparently the Shach holds that Veset is not based, even according to the Shem, we say, both the Shem, that the Veset HaShodet cannot be established with 3 years, and it requires 4 years, but the Pshat is not because Veset is based upon the Yud, upon habit formation. No! Veset is based upon Hazot. In other words, we say 3 years establish a Veset because that establishes a certain tendency. A tendency to sit down in accordance with certain pattern. It's nothing to do with the Jews. So anyway, why can the Riyah and Chof be treated as the initial Riyah, the first one of the 4 Riyahs that have to establish a Veset Kavua Ve'Afloge? Because with the Riyah of Chof, so you see a certain pattern to see after every 30 days. Because from the Riyah of Chof, the Riyah of Chof itself conforms to the pattern of the old method. But the Riyah and Chof mark the beginning of menstruation in accordance with the new pattern. But obviously the Shach holds that Veset is not based upon habit formation. That's the last question. All right, now. So the Bach is not the Mu at all. Now, but then there is another plea against the Drish. Now the Drish agrees he says the British Air agreed with the Bezosset and the Shah that according to Rav, so the better security is established with the rear of Lamed Aleph. According to Shmuel, with the rear of Lamed Vov, But the question is, But the priest himself says here, he says, "Shemiyacha shalom yitruas of b'dilu kala beis b'yomim yitzol kloches klal." Why only b'dilu kala beis b'yomim? He agrees with the Bais Yosef. So the Bais Yosef himself can say it, because the Bais Yosef is chilek on the Prisha Shite. And he holds that only the Lukim have to have parity. But the Prisha Shite is that even if she had been accustomed to have, let's say, a Vesset Kavua, let's say, on the first of the month, and then she had, so I'm not there, she saw Dam on the first of all that. On Shvat, she saw Dam on the first of Shvat. On Tevet, she saw Dam on the first of Tevet. Then in Nisan, she deviated and she saw Dam on the 15th. And then in the Yad Zayin, so he says that even according to Shmuel, who says the tree of Isheino is a Yom Namiyen, but if there is a Shino from the old Beset, there is deviation from the old Beset, so then it is Namiyen. So he says, even in this case, it is Namiyen. Why? Because the first Dilu does not have to be equal to the other Dilu. So the Kashi is, so he says to himself, why does the Brisha say here, I mean, he agrees, he adopts what the Tzioset says. Why? Because the first diluk is a diluk of 10 days. So what if the first diluk is a diluk of 10 days? But the Drisha doesn't require any parity. The other poskim require parity. And according to the Drisha, even though there is no parity, as long as the two other dilukim are the same, so it doesn't matter. So the Mele, why does he say? Why does he reverse himself here? So that is still this is part and parcel of the Shach's Kasha, whom he comes still in the Prisha real. In other words, he means that the Prisha is safe to himself. But it might be that the Prisha was not safe to himself. I mean, we have to say the Prisha was not safe to himself. The Prisha certainly knew what he was talking about. So apparently the Prisha is the Halei. The Prisha is the Halei between a Vesed B'Diluk of Achloge and the Vesed B'Diluk of Chayuki. Where does the Prisha say that even though the first Diluk is not Bishonim, is not equal to the other Dilukim, so it's still alive, that he says in regard to Vesed Achilik Diluk. In regard to Vesed Achilik Diluk, Mashe'ike in Vesed Achloge B'Diluk, so the Prisha agrees with all the other points. In other words, because if there is no parity, so that is destructive of the whole pattern of Vesedachidic. It's not destructive for Vesedachidic. Because if, let's say, she had been accustomed to have a Vesed on the first of the month, and then she changed, on Nisan she changed to the 15th, and then on here the 16th. And then I'm seeing you dying, so even according to Shmuel. So we say, Riyom Shenom Namiyen. Riyom Shenom Namiyen. Why? Because in the Riyom Shenom on the 15th, there is Nika the Diluk. True, the Diluk between the Riyye and the previous months, or the Ashvat, Heves, Kislev, Cheshvan, all the previous months, and Nisan is the Diluk of 15 days. And then the diluk between Nisan and Iyar and between Iyar and Zivn is one day. It doesn't matter. Because it's a Vesed Achilik diluk. But anything we gather out of love, so the preaching is also not true. If there is no parity in the Dilugim, so the Mele, it negates the character of that love. So the Mele, but of course, the Shach holds that there is no difference. There is no difference. And according to the Rishis law, that by Veset HaChidesh, so it's not required that there be parity, so in Veset HaChidesh, there shouldn't be a requirement of parity. All right. Now, Sittman gives fame or Veset Klal? In other words, Veset reference, Shinso Yisrael V'Yishwa Yisrael V'Shishinso Tamachat V'Yuhamed, V'Shim V'Yuhamed Beit, V'Yibu V'Yuhamed Dalet, Necha Veset Olish. Necha Veset Olish. מי הוא חישש את להפלוג האחרים? דהיינו נמדל, הוא כלוליר, וחמד דוח, זה לא פושט, אוי כותב בציוטו של האחרים, זה חישש את להם רבים, הוא כבר כותבתי בשבקות ללמד, דהיינו ימי החידש, כי אם כל ללמד, ללמד דלת שלו, זה סבור בחיד עם זה, אחרי שיש את החקי, אם זה סבור בחידש, וחישש גם כן נמדל, ואש במיכה הוד מקוץ ועתור המחד על הפוסטים, כל מוקים פסיכולוכת ונמדל להפלוג ולמבין, משהו בכלל מה שכתב תליר, לכל מישהו שרואה עשו צריכו לא חושב את החידס ולהפלוג יעד שתקפלת ויור הדין הוא עם זיקו ומירי שלושים כל שלושים זו ביטאי וגיעו לי את החידס אחר כל פולי לזה עם הבסת הוא היה חוד כל פולי שהוא עושה הוא היה חוד ויצורגים הוא פיום עם ליאור ויור בא אחרי 16 חידס נאו קליט בזה דין הקיר את רצת בשחידש, כי זה תלוי שם הגיעו לירד כמו שחדושי, ועובר לו בשחיד ורואה עצו, חישב בזה שחידש, עד יעבור לו שלו ישב בשחידש. עובר לו שלו ישב בשחידש, והוא רואה עצו נחשב את זה. חוז הוא רואה עצו בשחידש, סודד זה מחב השיטן, לכל איזה תעד, כי זאת קצת את דידך, כי חוז הוא רואה עצו בשחידש. אין לי ראי, סוב את זה, זה כל מיני מחבר, סו חוז הוא רואה עצו בשחידש, חוז הרבה זה בלתי. דווקא הוכב, בבית נחיל, אבל בבית דאפלוגס, כי שאולי הוא אומר את זה ממרזי, והכך עובר הוא רואה אותו ממרזי, תצור בוחש להפלוג את ממרזי, שאולי הוא אומר את זה, דיינו מצטנחל בריאות. כן כותב משל, זה הבא. עובר הוא עליה עוב, חוזרו. ועדים נשים צורי יצא, עובדים ופונים, וכי יש שם נשאו, וחוזר הוא רואה אותו בשביל, חוזר הבטל, וכי מבצור, עובדים ופונים, לא. Right. Now, סיף שדיים. כל בטל שנקבע מאחמתנו, כן שקוף טוב ורועת, אפילו רועת טוב לכמה פונות, אם בקובו יצאו מיום. איזה בטל שמפניועים יש רועת. נער, זו היא עד המחבר על רמו אופס, not like it. אני, זה מחבר usually פס like it. Many times he even copies the Russian of it. But here, the two parts means like the Rambam and like the Shidya with the Rambam. Now we have Veset Ayom, and we have Veset Ayom. Now, and then Veset Ayom means, on a certain day, Veset Ayom means that every time she speaks or she yawns or eats or she yawns or she sneezes or she belches for a certain time, so then it couples with the So it's followed by a Vietnam, coupled with a Vietnam, followed by a Vietnam. So that's a Veset Agut. But then there's another kind of a Veset, which is similar to a Veset Agut, but in that beginning, has a different set. And that is Veset Agut Machmasein. Veset Agut is when the Vie takes place in connection with a certain reflex set. Not involuntary yet. But Veset Oeine, Veset Chenikva Machmaseine, is involuntary. Let's say, the every time, let's say, every first of the month, after jumping, doing the certain exercise, for half an hour, so she has to be a month. So that's a Veset Amurte. That's a Veset Amurte of goof. And yet, now, a Veset Agut, Mamesh, can also be a Mokhi. Let's say, if every first of the month, after joining for 10 times, every first of the month, after joining 10 times, so she has a Veset Agut, so that's a Veset Agut, of who, and craving for, let's say, every 20th day after your meeting for 10 pounds, so she had to be in that. So then it's a stamuke for that vlog and goof. Now, but if that's that goof can be independent of it, of yom. It can be moved with yom, and it can be independent of yom. It can be independent of yom. Now, how about Beset Oines? So most Rishayim say that Beset Oines has no status by itself. There is no Beset Kavua Machmas Oines without the element of yom. But only when it's a mukeh of yomim ending. In other words, if a woman, let's say, three times, and the first in the month, after jumping for half an hour, doing a certain exercise for half an hour, has a liadam, so she establishes it as a tokua machmatene, a mukeh with yom. But suppose, let's say, a 1 month, and the first of the month, and the first of the month, after jumping half an hour, she had a liadam. The second month, and the fifth of the month, after jumping for half an hour, so she had a liadam. And then the third month, and the ninth of the month, after jumping for half an hour, she had a liadam. She does not establish a vessel from Kuah Machmatein, according to most Hashem, according to Balaboy here, and the Rambam, when the two pastors like Rambam, she does establish a vessel according to the Balaboy. And this Rambam in the pool, so Beset Machmatein is analogous to Beset Agud. Just the Beset Agud can be an independent vessel, not coupled with Yomi. And it can be a Muke coupled with Yomi, so the Beset Machmatein can also be independent and it can be joined to Yomi. But according to most Rishayim, the Beset Agud can be independent and joined to Yomi. A Beset Machmatein can only be joined to Yomi. But by itself, so this is what it is called Beset Shemikva Machmatein, in Shekops of Roas. A people Roas that we come upon, Ilo Ikobo Yisom Yom, any event. So the Mechaber did not mention it. Why didn't he mention it? Because it was implicit. But the Ramo is just explanatory of the Kavone of the Mechaber. Any event, Beset Shemikvnei Ilo Eines Roas. When the Ramo says, you will come in some yomim, she just says this, Rashbo, the Lach, who pushes to become a Sifshi Tchet. So he says, pushes to one of the Achim, pushes, so he pushes, why does he say Sifshi Tchet? Because according to Ramban, Balmoy Ramban in the tool, it's not like that. But he says that it's pushes, that this is the sheet of Mechaba, and you can see from Sifshi Tchet. Any better than the Aile Tzwas, who we come okay, so that's what Ramon says. And this is that way it's mine. So Hashulchan says that the Rashba Shite is not like the Agoyes Maimin, and all the Rishayim say that the Rashba Shite and the Rashba Shite is not like the Agoyes Maimin. This is what all Hashulchan says. That the Agoyes Maimin is the only, but the Ramon Pach is like the Agoyes Maimin. So he says, when we come back in Chishesh as well, we will have to change of that. So it's a big Chidesh in Ramon. In other words, because we would say that seems most Rishayim in Pach, that a Vesek Mahmatein cannot be effective as an independent vessel, as an independent vessel, without the element of Yomi joined to it. So the melee, if it doesn't have the element of Yomi joined to it, so she doesn't have to be cheshish for that vessel altogether, not even as a vessel chaining of one. So this is what one would say with that word. So there are more mentions that go is mine enough. That the halacha is only that there is no independent Beset Machmatein to have the status of the Beset Kavua, so that it should require three deviations in order to be back. But it does have legal effect. There really it does have a Beset Machmatein independent of Yomi has certain legal effect. It only has the legal effect of the Beset Kavua. So with one deviation, it can be removed. That's the chidesh of the Agoyes Maimin. Kofta b'ruaso, kovolo betz b'yomim b'lishvim. Kinta, kofta b'yachad b'shabes, b'ruaso dam, ulachah chob yeim kofta b'yachad b'shabes, b'ruaso dam, ulachah d'tez yeim kofta b'yim ha-shabes, b'lo yuaso dam, ulachah ha-shabes, b'ruaso b'lo yikvite, harei nikvah, נקפח יחד משבס, אך החוב, שערי מידע שהיה עם בור עבור, זה לא יקריץ, הוא כבר נקפח לזה כמו פעם, זה חי כל כך יצבד. The order, I mean, of the Mechaber is a little strange. I mean, it would have been more orderly if he mentioned the Aloche that he mentioned if he pressed first, and then the Aloche that he mentioned if he died, but it doesn't make any difference. But anyway, the Aloche is if you die is really expressive of two Aloches. First of all, it is expressive of the Aloche that if it comes to and one day, let's say, three times, it became hot, in other words, she had a rear. She had a rear. Comes to be a homishab. Biro a sodap. Ulacha yor chofye. Comes to be a homishab. Biro a sodap. And lacha chofye again. Comes to be a homishab. Biro a sodap. So then she's given us a better to call it the Yahudisha. The Yahudisha. Masheike, in other words, not every Yahudisha, not every Sunday, but every third week, every third Sunday. Every lack of okay, every third Sunday. So she's given us a better. Lachaku. Now he mentions another law. In the case, where there was the real dam to pray and things there together with Krita, so then she skivated the damoket of Krita, and that six days with Hopye every third Sunday. But suppose twice, so the real took place and the Hopi Shabbos together with him, and the third time, so the real took place on the Sunday, and the Krita took place on the Shabbos before the Sunday. So then we say that the Krita was just a coincidental fact. It has nothing to do. It just happened. And the main factor is the day. Is the day. Hare Nikola Mishala and Chofsha, Hare Nikola Mishala, ולא יקריץ איך ואני כבר אין זה כמובן אז כל פצוב אין ידוע כגן ירש חידש אוי ואיך עוד בשבת ורואה סבי וירקי בגימו רש חידש בגימו רש חידש אוי בגימו איך עוד בשבת כל פלו בסת in other words that's the case where the קפיצה and the ריה took place on one day וחישש את לכל פעם שתקריבי לזמן, בין שיש לך מישהו שזה כדמור. ואם החכן הגיע אחרי שבת הוא לא יקופצו, או שקופצו בשני בשבת, אין חיששת שער לא יקופו, אלא מקפיץ שלך בשבת, אם זה באמת, אם זה כדמור. Now, here now the Mechaber is discussing a very good. In other words, when the VA is coupled, the VA is associated with an involuntary act, a reflex act, an act that takes place by itself, whether he likes it or not. Yesh kivah tzeset al bimikshim sheyar o bigut. Yigen shen tfak, dahayn ki odom shepeish yisrei sof mahmat keinu. O yki odom shepeiteach piz mahmat keinu. O yki odom shepeiti keil derach agoret. Yichein mitateshet derach mat. O yichi sheshet bifikrei sof shikulineo shorchazu את סירי הקדוחוי, או שרישו מברר או שרישו מולר או שחולחת מאלו, אם גירה לו שרישו פעמי, וירואה אותו קובל עובד, שזה דגו, so it's an independent that דגו, שבכל פעם שהיא חששת מהם אסור לשם, ומי הוא בפיו קוליטו של פעם אחת, של פעם אחת, אין הבסת נקפה, אלו שכי, תר בפעם, זה אחת זה, וירואה לו שרישו פעמי, שזה בכל פעם עושה כאן הרבה פעמים, הרי זה בעצם נאו. יש לי תקן מתקן יהיה, הוא ניסה, הוא מי הוא בפיו כאי איתו של פעם, אחד, אין הבדת נקבע. So it doesn't mean that there is no such thing as the best שני קבוע. There is a lot of best שני קבוע also. But even one experience of איתו של פיו, means many times. Because if a woman just sits down, if the yawning wants, if the belching wants, I mean, belching, yawning, that is something that's a common experience that happens to every person. So maybe it's not considered as a mikra haguf that is associated to a clear dam, only if there is an abundance. In other words, if she belches many times, and that is coupled with the rear dam, then it's a vesed haguf. But let's say, if she just belches once, and she has the rear dam, so then we say, she belched because she belched. It has nothing to do with the rear dam, because every person it happens, if she yawns just once. So in Mele, so he says, that's nothing, that's not considered a mikra aguf, an experience that is associated with the discharge of dam, only when there is an abundance. How they beomim zeachazek v'imira lo shleisha beomim shebichol pa'am osakim harbe beomim. He doesn't say how many times. He doesn't say how many times. But what he means is, if it is not usual, you see, because let's say to belch once or even twice, that can happen in any person. Not that in connection with menstruation, but if it happens many times, so, it's not for menstruation, so it's indicative of a certain disease. So it happens sometimes, it happens to a man too. I mean, it keeps on belching and belching without a stop. So that's it, so it's indicative of a certain disease. But when it happens to a woman in connection with the real dam, so then it's considered as the best language. So he says, Oshkeitz can have it for me, say, Achazel, he's in Oshkeitz for me, she will hold power, she can have it for me, have it the best. וחולים האבס שבגופו, אין להם זמן ידוע, אלא בכל פעם שהיא חולה, זה המקרה, הוא בטת, ואם בו בטת הגוף לזמן ידוע, כי אם לשחידש ולשחידש ולחופיין ולחופיין, כל פעם הבטת לזמן ולמיחוש הבטת, ואם נחשש את זה לשניהם ביחד. So what is, what is my habit say? That there can be a vested agruf independent of yoni. And, if it happens, this vested agruf three times, then she establishes the vested kavua. And suppose, but it can be coupled with yoni too. So if it is independent of yoni, so then she has to be cheshesh, let's say, in three times, after belching for a long time, she had a real dam, but it took place on different days. One month it was on the first of the month, another month it was on the fifth of the month, another month it was on the seventh of the month. So the Mele, she establishes a vesed kavua every time she belches for a long time. So the next month, she belches for a long time, even though it's not on one of these days. It's not the first, it's not the fifth, it's not the seventh. So she still has to be chesed, she's not sure about it. But suppose this happened three times on a certain day, she had a real dam after belching for some time, on the same day, on the fifth of the month, so then she has to be chesed amuket. So if, let's say, the next month, on the fifth, she keeps on belching, so then that's the chesed. But if, let's say, it's another day in the month, the ninth of the month, and she establishes on the fifth of the month, and the next month on the ninth she belches a lot. So she doesn't. So it's not a vessel. This is what he said. So Kobolo, Bimbo, Vesta, Bukhmani, Duak, Moshevich, Mechedish, Mechopiei, Mechopiei, Kobolo, Vesta, Lismano, Michush, Havesset, Vinchesheto, Shneim, Yachat, Vimbegia, is the fifth of the month. Three times on the fifth of the month. She had a real dam in association with, let's say, with piuk or itush, whatever it is. V'levoa mihush, or shevoa mihush v'lo yitei nechesh. V'datke shekob lo peset l'shneem liyach. Avo v'chibo chishesh et v'cholecho t'liyach. Ken yedat eze men tikva. Uchmoshkibo nilga v'vest adilu v'yom v'akvog v'yom 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 v'yom. So if boy is to be boy amichush, he's not atzero. Boy amichush to be boy, she's still not atzero. Only when the two elements come together. So that is, if it happened already three times, and it didn't happen before. In other words, So in 1 month on the Feast of the Month, together with this Mihush, there was a liaison in the 2nd month, and together with this Mihush on the Feast of the Month, together with this Mihush, the 3rd month, together with Mihush and the Feast of the Month, it's Chenery Adam. So the 4th month, even though it's the so if let's say on the 3rd of the month, she has the Mihush. So she's not a sukkah. And on the 5th of the month, so let's say, even though it's only the 5th of the month, but she still does not have the Mihush, she's not a sukkah either. Masha'ikin, before she established it, and she 1 month in Nisan, she had that experience that on the 5th of the month, she felt she yawned for a long time, and she had a real doubt. Then, in Nia, with the 5th of the month, she doesn't yawn, she doesn't doubt. So she still has all the Bible, because she has to anticipate the possibility. Maybe, the yawning and the belching were just a coincidental fact, and the main factor was the 5th of the month. So since it's the 5th of the month now of year, she has to be rejected. But after it happened 3 times, and all the 3 times was in association, in association, at 1 day, and the association with a certain mihush, so then she only has to be rejected when the 2 elements come together. This is what I'm going to do. Now, so this seems to be inconsistent with our Halacha mentioned in Sifu Zayin. So they all have discussion. So they make a distinction in the Taz and the Shah. They make a distinction between Vesed Aldeines and the Vesed Agur. In Sifu Zayin, we say, Shari Meidalo, Shayim Goram Lo, Beloyakvi. And we don't say that the kvitzer of yesterday had something to do with the riyah of the day of Sunday. We don't say that. We say, in Sifu Zayin, we say that the kvitzer of Shabbos was a coincidental fact. But so why don't we say in Sifchov also the same thing? Why do we say in Sifchov, Shepiuk Shalef Yugon Lo Riyah Shalish Chedesh? Let's follow up the same logic that was followed up in Sifu Zayin, and we should say Sharineida Shayin Gora, the Luya Piyuk Shalef. The answer is there is a difference. If it is in Sifu Zayin, so it's a voluntary act. So it's a voluntary act, so then we cannot say that the voluntary act, not in action. So it had to do with the year of Sunday. Of Sunday. Masha'inke, Biuk, that's an involuntary. This is a natural that takes place by itself. That it takes place by itself. So the Mele seems it a natural, involuntary, instinctive act. So the Mele, so that the instinctive act or the instinctive experience of yesterday might affect the rear of the, might bring about the rear of the month. That's the distinction between the Halacha mentioned in Sifu Zayin and the Halacha mentioned in Sifu. This is what the Taz and the Shach told us. Piyakov now Sifu Malach. Piyakov v'chof v'chof v'chedesh v'roach. V'chos ro'u Piyakov v'teich v'lei achedesh. V'chishesh v'lei zei apil. V'asur ro'u v'shameich ad v'tiv v'teich. So if the piyuk took place on the Shreish, and there was a Yerdam, and then the Chosro Piyako Bitzich Yimei Achidesh. So Chishesh Yisrei is the piyuk. Ve'atro Mishame, Ad Shetimde, Shekolbete Bein Shal Yom, Bein Shal Agur, even though the first time it happened. So it was linked to a certain day, well, it's always that it's linked to a certain day. So, but we don't say that the day has something to do with it. But we have to anticipate the possibility that he, there are two possibilities. Take a banana. If we see for the first time that the VA was associated with guilt for a long time, so what can happen? So then there are two possibilities. Even this marks the beginning of the cultivation of an independent Vesadaku, or it marks the beginning of the cultivation of the Vesadamu Kef of Guf and Rishchedes. But we don't know. So the name of Shech to the Rishchedes. This Piyak of the Rishchedes you are, so the one who appears to the Rishchedes, Rishchedes will tell you, lest the Piyak of the Rishchedes marks the beginning of an independent Vesadaku. ועשו משאבו שעשיתי שקובץ את רישיון ומשוואה חוץ חישת את רפמח ויש בחוץ שלו תקפה בעצת מפיוס זה לא יש מה ידוע ואם בוא קובנית יש לו ידוע עשו חישת את רפמח אבל חישת את רפמח שלו תקפה